Is there anything more satisfying than finding something that perfectly lines up with your taste and checks all the boxes? Like a suit from Indochino. Their suits are made to measure and totally customizable with endless options. Choose the cut, fabric, lining, and more for the suit of your dreams at a surprisingly affordable price. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's 10% off at Indochino.com with code PODCAST.
This house, this is the place where you got to watch your family grow up. If these walls could talk, oh, the stories they would tell. This is the safe environment where the family experienced many firsts. The crayon scribbles, the unexpected mishaps, the milestones like graduation and marriage. This was a stage for it all. Although you may one day leave this house behind, the memories that you made here will stay with you for a lifetime. Sinvar Roofing and Solar is committed to safeguarding your home, because a house is more than shelter. Visit morethanshelter.com to watch a short film.
Shut up. I'm listening to Zdenek's English Podcast.
You're listening to Zdenek's English Podcast, by far the greatest English podcast on earth for English learners since sliced bread. My name is Zdenek, and I'm your host.
Hello, welcome back to Zdenek's English Podcast. How are you doing, Zeppers, aka listeners of Zdenek's English Podcast? I hope you are okay. I hope you enjoyed part one of this two-part episode about my return to the Czech Republic, my return from Vietnam, because that's where I have been living, not anymore. That's where I have lived, let's say, for about 1.5 years. And I left Vietnam. Now it's, I think, about 10 days ago. And now I'm back in the Czech Republic. So I call this episode, "It Was Time to Take a Break." And I did speak about my reasons for having to do this in part one. I also tried to evaluate the entire experience. Yeah, I gave you some sort of assessment of what it was like to be there, to live there. And I also spoke a bit about the flight itself. And in part two, I would like to say something about how it actually feels to be back. And also, I would like to outline my sort of next moves, or my next possible moves, right? So I don't know exactly yet, 100%, but I've got an idea, let's say. So I am also publishing this podcast on the Teachers Zdenek YouTube channel, so you can actually see me. Speaking of the YouTube channel, what I could do first is to go through some of the comments I received below the part one video, or part one, the episode, the first episode of the series, episode 453. So I got a few comments. One is from Trung, who says, "Great to see you back." And that is also an interesting emoji three times. I think it's like a hand. Hand gesture. So it's definitely good for me to be back in my own country. Thank you, Trung. And Ivan says, "Great episodes, Zdenek. Keep it up." Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Your English is at a very high level, or really high level. Thank you very much, Ivan. And as I responded to you, there's always room for improvement. Of course, I do appreciate your comment, though. As an English teacher, it's I would say, absolutely crucial for me that my English is up to scratch, so to speak, you know, because I believe that I can get more respect from my students. I believe that my students can have a good pronunciation model, which is really something that matters these days, you know, when choosing a teacher. That's why so many people are obsessed with native speakers, because whether we like it or not, they do have excellent pronunciation. So that's why I find this extremely important in my own career as a teacher, to keep working on my own pronunciation and my English proficiency in general. So comments like that really make me feel proud, and frankly, it does help me with my own confidence as a teacher. So welcome back to our country is a message that I got from a comment that Eva left. Eva, I've never seen you here before, but it's great that I have a listener who happens to be a countrywoman. She is a fellow Czech person. So that's great. Thank you very much, Eva, and keep coming to the comment section and leaving comments, please. Then Jose, who is a frequent commenter. Jose, thanks very much for always being here or there, depending on where you are right now, I guess, the point of reference. Yeah, that's what will help you decide whether you should use here or there in English. Yeah, like spatial reference, or sometimes time reference as well, I suppose. No, spatial. It is about spatial reference. Anyway, I am getting sidetracked, as I like to do on this podcast sometimes. I'm talking about Jose's comment. He said, "Teacher Zdeněk, great to see you back and losing some weight in the process. We're looking forward to hearing the second part of your come back home. By the way, have you ever thought of moving to Spain?" Because you see, Jose is a Spanish listener. Jose, I have actually thought about it. It has been on my bucket list, I have to tell you that. And I find that I seem to get on and get along with Spanish people. So it might be my natural or logical next step, to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to happen yet, but I think there is a good chance of this happening at some point in the future. So definitely considering Spain as a great destination to live, especially as you are pointing out yourself. Being EU, you have no problems with the visas and paperwork. Absolutely, because both Czech Republic and Spain are European Union members, which is fantastic. Now, for example, Great Britain or the UK isn't there, which is not so fantastic. So that's why at this point, if I were to pick between the UK and Spain, I would actually prefer Spain for those reasons that you've just mentioned. So yeah, maybe your future lies in here. Absolutely, Jose. You love football, so do I. It's not far away like Vietnam, which is a great place, but that's the drawback, because whenever I have to book a flight, it costs an arm and a leg. So yeah. Another comment is from Maria Luisa, who happens to be an Achievers Chamber member, and she has featured several times on the Teachers Zdeněk YouTube channel as a guest of my live show. So Maria Luisa, your comment goes like this. Vitamin D, yes, you need it from the sun and light. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the sunlight, you could say. The sunlight. Yeah, the sunshine. You're right. I did check it after recording the episode because I wasn't sure whether it is vitamin A or vitamin D. And it is indeed vitamin D. So I need more of it. And that's why I should reconsider being a night owl and think about becoming an early bird instead. Yeah. Might be a bit hard, but yeah, I can try. Then Yono Man Sushi, interesting name, said, "Welcome back to Europe just before EU elections." You are absolutely right. Speaking of which, yesterday, I received a ballot paper in my mailbox. Ballot paper is, it's like several pieces of paper with the candidates, right? So I have to pick one of the candidates, one of the is it political parties? I haven't seen it yet. I think they are all members of political parties. So I'm voting for the party. And if I like a specific person, I can circle them. That's how ballot paper works in the Czech Republic. So yeah, I'm looking forward to taking part in the EU elections. I'm hoping that the right parties win. And what do I mean by right parties? Okay, pro-European, as I am pro-European, not right-wing, not fascist, because I don't believe in that kind of stuff. And that basically not communists, not really. And what else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Not any parties that are pro-Russian. Definitely not that. That's important for me as well. So yeah, I don't know at this point who I'm going to vote for, but if you know me from the podcast, that then you probably know where I kind of stand politically. And by the way, it's not set in stone. My political views are not always going to be the same. To be fair, I used to say that I'm liberal, and these days I would say that I'm liberal with a question mark or with an exclamation mark, meaning yes, but to a point, because I'm not sure about certain things happening in Europe at this point. So I'm willing to reconsider my position, not completely. It's not going to be a 360, a U-turn, not at all. But, you know, it's important to be a critical thinker. And especially if you're presented with new data and new evidence, you may, you know, you should be flexible enough and open-minded enough to change your position, to change your stance. So anyway, I don't want to talk about this in this podcast because, yeah, I've just gone through the comments because I thought it was worth responding to them. Because I do always appreciate any sort of correspondence or communication, I should say, between my listeners and me, or my listeners and I, if I were to use proper English. And that's because that's how these podcasts and YouTube work, you know? That's the only way to make it work, because interaction not only improves the algorithm on YouTube, for example, but it also keeps me motivated as the host, you know? And I've been doing this podcast for donkey's years, and it hasn't always been easy. You know, I had times where I was really into it, and then times when I was less motivated or less excited. And that's the nature of it, you know? So if you get some feedback, some positive, especially if it's positive, right, from the listeners, then that's like sort of like your fresh, I don't know, fresh blood. That sounds weird. It's like a breath of fresh air for you, right? It's like some extra fuel. Yeah. And you need that. You need that oxygen for your blood. Whatever. Okay. I don't know why I keep coming back to blood. But anyway, this episode is not about blood. No. It's about blood, sweat, and tears. Not really. No. But moving on, I would like to talk about how it feels to be back in Czechia, or as they call it, I wanted to say how it feels to be back in the Czech Republic, or as they call it, Czechia these days.
Hello, my name is Max, and I like the Achievers Chamber because it's the only place where you can host your own event for other members.
For more information about the Achievers Chamber, go to teachersdenek.com. How it feels to be back in the Czech Republic, or as they call it, Czechia these days. Yeah, it's all right. I think my timing was excellent because I came right before the quarterfinal of the Ice Hockey World Championship. Now, if you don't know what ice hockey is, it's a sport. It's a sport that is played on ice, and that is very popular in the Czech Republic. It's It's one of the two most important or most popular sports in my country. One of them being football, the other one ice hockey. So this world championship was taking place in the Czech Republic, actually. We were the host nation. And historically, we have done pretty well in ice hockey. So you could say we are one of the ice hockey countries. But in the recent years, we haven't been able to pull out any trees, really. We have been under par, and we have left much to be desired in terms of our performance and results. Until this World Championship, and I have to say, I really enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed what happened there because, believe it or not, but we became the new champions. 2024 Ice Hockey Championship was won by the Czech Republic on home soil. Should I say soil or home ice? Basically, we won it. Yes, we beat the USA in the quarterfinals 1-0. Then Sweden 7-3 in the semifinal. And drum roll, we beat Switzerland 2-0 in the final. And it was such a great watch, to be honest with you. Yeah, we love it. Czech people love it. I actually watched it back in Vietnam as well. I had to stay up for that, which wasn't an issue if was considering I was a night owl. But yeah, I came back before the playoffs, and honestly, couldn't have chosen a better timing for that. But yeah, that's one thing, right? But how does it actually feel to be back? What was it like to step on the soil, again using the word soil, on the sort of European ground? What was it like when I left the plane? Well, I have to say I stepped on the European ground in Munich at first, because I had a connecting flight in Munich, but I've already told you that. But yeah, at first I felt like Alice in Wonderland. I can't lie to you. I won't lie to you. It felt really, really weird and interesting and exciting at the same time, but weird. Because imagine you spend somewhere 1.5 years and then you're back, and it's so, so, so different. Well, the first thing, to be honest, I would sum it up. Yeah, like the first day, I would say the first sort of day, the first night and day in the Czech Republic and back in my place in Poděbrady, I would say my first impression, I would sum it up with some sort of like an acronym. Should I call it an acronym? 3 C's: cool, calm, and clean. Yeah, cool. The word cool has two meanings. Yeah, cool can mean like this is pretty cool, right? It's really nice. No, that's not what I meant. In this case, I mean, it was cool. It still is cool. Much cooler than Vietnam, much cooler than Da Nang. Basically, the temperature, I'm talking about the temperature here. It's cool and it's pleasantly cool, because my body was, I think, overheating for the past few months. And that's why, to be fair, again, like, this is one of the best things that could have possibly happened to me. To have the opportunity to cool myself down. It may sound a bit funny, but it actually is a thing, believe me. The temperature in Da Nang at the time when I was leaving was about 30 degrees. But in Vietnam, actually, the perceived temperature is much higher. So it felt like 40 degrees. And when I came back here, well, it's around 20 degrees here. And it's even lower at night. And honestly, it has helped my sleeping so much. It's just so much easier to sleep at night. I don't have to turn on the AC. I don't have one here even. But you know what I mean. I just tuck myself into my bed and I sleep. And I don't wake up at night. And I wake up in the morning. And I felt immediately invigorated, you know, full of energy, full of beans. So that's because it's cool. But I said 3 C's: cool, calm, clean. So calm, yeah, that's That's the second thing. Da Nang was quite a busy place. It was a bustling place full of motorbikes honking everywhere. Beep, 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 beep. Honking all the time. This is a thing in Vietnam. People honk all the time, and they're basically giving you a signal that they are approaching, you know? It's like a warning signal. And in my country or in Europe, people honk, people sound the horn when they are upset, usually, when they're not happy with this, with anything that has happened on the road. Sort of, you have all these pissed off people who would do that. But in Vietnam, no, it's more like a signal, you know? So I understand why they do it. But like, if you hear it every day, constantly on a daily basis, and then suddenly you don't hear it, you notice it. So all I could hear in my village was just the birds, singing birds, and just the quiet. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear the quiet or the silence, but it just, I could hear it in my ears. Does it make sense? I could hear the silence in my ears. Yeah, it's really calm here, and it has like a soothing effect, you know. I suppose it kind of reduces anxiety or something, or just some kind of level of stress. I have to say, like it really, like almost, I felt like my body almost needed it or something. Yeah. So, and the third C is clean. There are places in my country where it's less clean than Podjebrady. Podjebrady is one of the cleanest places I know. It's very green. The town hall really looks after the place, you know, and people are generally better behaved than in Vietnam, where they just throw things everywhere. I'm sorry to say that, but it is like that. I don't know if it's the tourists, by the way. It could be the tourists who are who don't have discipline, who are misbehaving and don't care about throwing things on the floor. It may be part of the Vietnamese culture, because sometimes they do that. For example, when they eat, they throw some stuff under the table, especially like cans of beer and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just feel like this is something that Vietnamese people should work on, you know, to keep their place a little bit cleaner, especially those. Places that are populated more than others. So I'm talking about the large cities, because I haven't really lived in a Vietnamese village, so I can't tell. It might be much better there. So these are the three main things. Okay. Well, one thing I have to tell you is that I didn't actually let many people know that I was going back to the Czech Republic. Some of my online friends and pretty much all my online students knew that, but surprisingly, I didn't tell my family when I came back. My family members didn't know about this, nor did my friends in the Czech Republic. This is because I sort of needed a few days for myself. Now they all know, but I think it was the right decision. Just, you know, I just wanted to take a break.
Find your perfect fit with a custom suit from Indochino. From timeless classics to bold statements, you can express your style exactly how you want. Get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more at indochino.com with code PODCAST.
Without having to deal with phone calls and thinking about when we meet with everyone, I didn't want to deal with that at all. So that's why I didn't let anyone know. And I think people understood. Yeah. So, it's just the word I kept using, the word that kept sort of appearing in my mind to describe how I felt the first few days was peaceful. I felt at peace, you know. It's just a big contrast with the place I lived in for 1.5 years. Is the polar opposite. There were just so many more people. Now I'm in a village, right? So, of course, if I were living in Prague, it would probably not be such a contrast. But yeah, it's this was the plan, by the way. I felt like I really had to sort of cool and calm myself down. And summer is coming, right? Summer is almost here. And the summer in Da Nang, last year it was just a bit too much, you know, too hot. You couldn't step on the sand on the beach. It was so hot that you needed sandals to walk there. Otherwise, you would burn your feet. And that's how hot it was. And in summer last year, so I was like, okay, what if I spend the summer here then? And it's still hot, right? It's still hot in the Czech Republic. The temperatures rise above 30 degrees. And it's getting worse because of global warming every year. But at least sometimes it rains or the nights are cooler and the humidity is lower, right? It's the air is much drier here. So this was part of the plan, right? So that's why I'm here. You can see behind me, if you're watching the video, that I still have got my board games here. And that's one thing I realized. I realized I've got too many board games. Like the day I came, I was like, why do I have so many board games? I kind of knew that, but I guess I forgot a bit because in Vietnam I only had like 1.5 suitcases worth of board games. So I've realized I may have to sell some of my board games because I don't actually play them all, and that is a bit stupid, right? That is a bit stupid. So I should just keep the best ones and then sell the ones that I don't play, you know. But you know, I like board games because they are such a cool activity, and they are kind of timeless. They stay with you forever. I mean, in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time, I could still play these games. You know, they're good games, but some people might think I'm going a bit mad with this passion hobby. It's also, it can be expensive if you keep buying games. I don't buy games as often as I used to, but occasionally I still do buy a game or two, especially when I play with my groups. I feel like it's nice to freshen things up and have a look at some new releases and stuff like that. Since I came back, I have been cooking a bit as well. I've been cooking a few meals. I've got a few recipes here that I can make few interesting meals. It's not very varied, to be fair. I don't consider myself to be super good at cooking, but you know, I can make a few dishes, let's say. And it's nice because in Vietnam I didn't do any of this, partly because my kitchen was too small, and also because the meals in restaurants were cheaper, and so it didn't make sense for me to waste my time going to the supermarket and then preparing the dish in a small kitchen. There was just one hob in my kitchen. So that was, it didn't make sense. So I didn't really cook in Vietnam. But here I started cooking again because obviously everything is more expensive here. So I can save money like that. And also it's quality stuff. You know, you always, when you cook for yourself, the food is better, right? So yeah, that's another thing. I started cooking a bit more. And what else? Yeah, basically, I'm recharging my batteries, you know. I'm trying to decide what to do next, trying to take it easy. You know, I've got a few days off now because I used to work for a language school in Vietnam, and so my schedule was kind of full. Now I've got a few students online, but it's manageable. And yeah, just sort of like enjoy myself a little bit as well. I have been to the gym about 3 times already, to the gym here in my town, and I've gone for a run a few times as well. Trying to slowly get back to the same habits that I had before I left Vietnam, and it's interesting how the first 2 days it kind of, you kind of know the place, but you don't. It feels familiar, but you're like, where is the switch? There used to be a switch. The switch, I didn't remember where the switch used to be. You know what I mean? So that's interesting. Then after a few days, your brain sort of reconnects, or let's say, you find it in your memory, so to speak, you know, in the end. And it's just you're back to your old routines, your old habits. And that's interesting, I suppose. One thing I've noticed is that some Czech people have, let's call it, sour faces. They just sort of not always smiling. I think the Vietnamese people tend to be more cheerful, you know, I would say, sort of nicer. I'm not saying it's everyone, but I've met a few Czech people and it seems like a lot of them are complaining about the government and about, you know, about things like that. I know. You could argue that actually, Zdenek, that's a good thing that they can do that, because in Vietnam they can't. Yeah, that's right. Here we have freedom of speech. And in Vietnam, people don't really care about politics. They've come to terms with it, and they don't want to change anything. It is what it is, you know, it's just the status quo for them. Whereas here we always sort of strive to we always hope that we can change things and we complain. We're not happy with our government. We never are. And the country is divided, you know.
This house, this is the place where you got to watch your family grow up. The crayon scribbles, the unexpected mishaps, the milestones like graduation and marriage. This place was a stage for it all. You may one day leave this house behind, but the memories you made here will stay with you for a lifetime. Sinvar Roofing and Solar is committed to safeguarding your home, because a house is more than shelter. Visit morethanshelter.com to watch a short film.
Basically, there are a few things that the country is divided about: the immigration, the European Union. Some people think we should be a socialist country again, with the influence, having the influence of Russia. Fortunately, it's a minority, but I don't understand why these people think in this kind of way. But you know, what my point is, the country is divided, like in most countries in Europe, and it's getting worse with the social media and stuff. But yeah, that's why winning that world championship in ice hockey was such a nice thing, because suddenly everyone was so happy and screaming and celebrating the win, and the ice hockey players, they made us proud, you know, the Czech players, they made us proud, because it's just a thing in our country. It's a symbol as well for us, because, for example, during the USSR occupation, the Soviet Union occupation, when we won against the USSR, it was always such an important moment. It is in our DNA to sort of unite and support the team, and that's why, like, this championship, like, everybody was speechless when it comes to like how well we organized it and how many fans we had in the stands and in the stadiums. We actually broke a record of the turnout. The tournament was visited by the most fans ever, That's great. So yeah, this actually helped sort of bring some positivity into the country, and I think it couldn't have come at a better time, to be fair. And now the Euros is coming as well, which is the European Championship in football, and that's, for me personally, that's even a bigger event. However, it's going to be much harder for the Czech team to succeed, because there are so many great teams in the Euros. I want to talk about this later, And I will, I promise. Yeah, another interesting moment was when I went to these Vietnamese shops that we have in my country, and I started speaking Vietnamese to the Vietnamese shopkeepers. And it was just such a funny moment because, first of all, they didn't see that coming at all. They were really surprised when I talked to them. And also, they seemed to be really appreciative of that. To be honest, my Vietnamese is almost zero, but I've learned a few phrases. Like I can say hello, xin chào. I can say thank you, come on. I can count to 10. Mo hai ba bon. Nam sao. You see, I forgot. Sin? Was it sin? I can't remember. What's number 7? Sao is number 6. What's number 7? I can't remember. Oh, bai. Bai. Bai is number 7. Then you have tam. Tam is 8. Sin is 9. And mui is 10. So I can count to 10. You see, it's just the basics, but it's enough. Like when I'm in a shop, I can tell the shop assistant what I want, right? The shopkeeper, I can tell them what I want. I can say hello. I can be polite to them. And they love it. They love it because Czech people can't speak Vietnamese, of course. And the Vietnamese people, their eyes just suddenly brightened, and they had spark in their eyes, just sort of that happiness of somebody like actually trying to speak their language. It was amazing. I visited like three different shops, and each of them, every time I spoke to those people, it was like a new experience. Like if I had spoken to them in Czech, it wouldn't have been any special. But the fact I spoke to them in Vietnamese, oh, it was so, so great, so funny. And it made me wonder whether I should really learn more Vietnamese. It made me, think about it again, really. Okay, so guys, I told you I would speak about my possible next moves, yeah? And I have to say, as always, like when I come back from a country or when I come to a new country, I'm sort of at a crossroad. It's, why is this? I think it's because sometimes when you make some moves or when you want to make some decisions and make some changes, you're waiting for that sort of big moment, and then you want to do it all at the same time. You're like, okay, I will make this change when I leave the country or when I come back. So I've been postponing some decisions, and it's time to think about what I do, how I record my podcasts and the Achievers Chamber and stuff like that. So that's one thing to sort out. Like we could call it my sort of online presence, my business, because that's how I, make ends meet, right? That's how I make money as well, a little bit, right? It's not the podcast really, but the private students. So the fact that I have a podcast really helps me, because recently I've got two new students because they approached me. They said, hey, Zdenek, I know you from the podcast. Can I have private lessons with you? And I said, yeah, sure, let's do it. So, by the way, if you're one of those people thinking of having lessons with me, my lessons are done in a conversational way. I like to speak to my student about their lives, about anything that is happening in the world. I like to respond to some current events, but usually it doesn't have to be about things that my students are not comfortable talking about, yeah. I don't really force it. Anything that the student brings to the table, we can discuss the latest podcasts you have listened to. I find that this is the most natural way to learn. And then as we talk to each other, you get a lot of speaking practice. And I also make notes in a Google document, notes about your English. Then you get homework. Basically, I write down some sentences that you said in the wrong way. And it's your task to correct yourself. It's nothing too long. And yeah, this is the kind of way I teach. It's called dogme style, dogme lesson. And I can use some material with you as well if you're really into using some books, but generally speaking, I don't do that much. And also, it's all in English only. Even if you are from the Czech Republic or Slovakia, and you speak a language I understand, I never speak. It's really rare that I would use a word from your first language. Not really. I don't do that much. So yeah, that's the way I teach. If you're interested, send me an email at teachersdenek@gmail.com, and we will take it from there. Yeah, so this is one thing. So what do I do? So we have got the Achievers Chamber, right? You know this. Most of you have heard about it. It's like a group that I have with a few other teachers now there, and it's like a collaboration space where we help people get more speaking practice into their lives. To be fair, a lot of people just listen, but is that enough? Probably not. You should speak as well. And that's where we come in. And we have had a few people joining lately. This year actually has brought a lot of new people, partially because the group was mentioned on Luke's English podcast. And what I will say is that while I was really happy that these people have joined, and most of them, I would say like 99% of them were really interesting people coming from different countries, European countries mostly. Occasionally we had someone outside Europe, but mostly European countries. While I have to say they were really interesting, had really interesting personalities and stories, I find that most of them didn't have the attitude, and they basically didn't join enough events in order to make it worthwhile for them. Yeah. So imagine you pay for a service, and then you don't even use it much. Mostly these people were saying that it's because they didn't have enough time and stuff like that. But that's why we have events at different times on different days, right? There's a choice. You don't have to join it all. But that's partially what happened. And a few people had to leave because they didn't have time to really join the events. And it's a shame. It's a pity, because I'm thinking, like, how can I improve it? What can I do to make this better? Or what can we do to make it more viable and sustainable, and to make it work for as many people as possible? Now, I have to be realistic, and I cannot please everyone. It's impossible, right? And there are people who will just prefer private lessons with me, which are way more expensive, but they will be able to afford it. So they will take private lessons because they can choose the time, they can choose the date, and it's just me and them. With the group, it's not just you and me, right? There are sometimes it's not me at all. We have some other hosts, and you are there with other people. I mean, 3, 4, 5 people in the group, in the lesson or session, or as we call it, event. So yeah, so right now we have got the core. We have got the core of the members, that usually these people have been there for a long time, and a few new people who are cool and who really, really value the opportunity to be members. But we're not really getting any new members, partly because I don't really advertise the group much. I don't do much marketing these days. I don't. Just the podcast, really, is sometimes YouTube, but I should be, you know, getting myself into marketing more. And that's just, I've spoken about this before many times. Marketing is tough for me. It's tough because you have to be consistent. You have to do copywriting and a lot of editing, and it's so time consuming. And I don't always see results immediately. And that's part of the problem for me. But I have to get into it a bit more, you know. There's no other way. If you're doing something by yourself like this, if you're trying to find students online, you don't have a choice. Anyway, so these are things I have to think about. So one of the ideas I had was that I would send a Google form, just like a survey, to the current members, the current Achievers Chamber members, and any members that any ex-members, former members, and ask them, like, why, what would be one thing that would have kept you in the group? Yeah, I don't want to ask, like, why did you leave? But instead, I will ask, what is the one thing that would have kept you in the group? And the current members, I can ask, what is the one thing that you would like me to change or that you would like to change in the group? And we will take it from there. We'll see. You know, I want to keep this group up. It's not just me. It's not just me. We have Claire, Lucas, Claire, Lucas. What's happening to me? Claire, Lucas. Is hang on. It's Helen as well, but Helen has been taking a break these days. So the hosts right now are mostly Helen and Lucas, right? Yes, Helen, Lucas, and me at the moment. I'm not forgetting anyone. And Helen, sorry, Claire, Lucas, and me. Helen is taking a break. So we are the hosts. And yeah, one thing I have been considering is the YouTube channel, turning the YouTube channel into the Achievers Chamber YouTube channel, renaming it and giving space to Claire, Lucas, Helen, if she wants, possibly Jolly as well, Jolly from Spain. She's a teacher too, to post their own videos. So it would be like a collaboration channel, basically. Would that make any sense? What do you think about that? I think it might be a way to bring some new energy into the channel and also to relieve the pressure a little bit, you know, to release the pressure, maybe is a better verb there, from me. And I'm thinking of starting a new one, guys, a new channel and also a new podcast. And this one would be to do with football. Because as you know, I used to run the show Learn English with Football, and I love football. And believe it or not, but currently I've got 4 students with whom I only speak about football. Can you believe it? Yes. I teach some journalists, football journalists, and now also a manager from the first Czech league. I'm not going to name him because he asked me to remain in anonymity, but that's, you know, that's nothing to sniff at, right? Nothing to sniff at. Is that the expression? Let me just check it. Nothing to sniff at. I think it's the correct expression. Yeah, something that should not be ignored, dismissed, or treated with disdain. I think it's pretty good, actually, right? And that's why I'm thinking, I'm really enjoying these lessons. I'm enjoying all my lessons, all my private lessons, but the football ones, there's something extra in it. And that's because basically football is my passion. So I love talking about football and helping people, yeah, with their English through that topic. It's just amazing. And that's why my next move, one of my next moves should logically be starting a podcast, like some kind of simple podcast about football, where I also occasionally explain some expressions and things like that. So I'll see what I can do. I've got the English podcast called Zdenek English Podcast. That's the podcast you're listening to. But there's another podcast that I run called Zdenkov Český Podcast. It's basically a Czech podcast for learners of Czech, for foreigners who are learning the Czech language. And that podcast has got patrons, a lot of patrons, right? More than this English podcast, actually, way more. And I also offer some mini lessons, you know, like extra podcasts. So now this would be my third podcast. My question is, can I really pull it off? Can I manage it? Won't this be a bit too much for me? You know, won't I be spreading myself too thin as I sometimes like to do? I don't know. We will see. And also, I'm thinking of changing my host, the podcasting host, because I've been with Podbean, and about 5 days ago, I received an email telling me that I have to upgrade my subscription. My, you know, you have got like different plans you can go for, right? And they're different prices. And the more expensive one, the more features you have at disposal and so on. But now they are sort of forcing me to upgrade to the higher tier. And if I don't do that, they will sort of like I won't be able to have my podcast on their platform. Basically, they are threatening me, and I don't like that. I don't like that from Podbean. So I'm thinking of actually leaving them right now. I think, what if I could find, what if I could find a podcasting host which would allow me to have one account, and under this one account I could run all these three different podcasts. Because currently I need to pay for two different hostings, and that's, if I add one more to that, that's actually too much. Because I also pay for the StreamYard. It's a lot, you know. So I need to try to find a way to make it work for myself. So it's actually financially viable for me, and maybe I have to switch a host. So if any of you have any experience in this, please let me know. I have been looking online and I found RRS, or is it RSS? RSS.com seems to be like one of the options. So there's also one called Captivate, or is it Capture? Captivate, I think. Captivate is another one, but I tried to contact them, but they responded to me with an automated message, some kind of robot. And I want to talk with an AI, really. I want a real person to explain to me all the benefits. And basically, I need to know if I can run three podcasts under one subscription. Yeah. Okay. So those are the things I'm considering. Like, how will it affect the Next English Podcast? I don't know. I still want to keep the Next English Podcast. But, you know, maybe I should just publish only one episode a month, or even less frequently. I think it's still okay, you know, to do that. If I have an interesting guest, usually that's when I would do it, right? And there is one more episode in the pipeline with Ben Gill from To The Point English with Ben. So that's something you can look forward to after this episode. I promise that will be the next episode. And I can still put it on the YouTube channel, right? As I have been doing. The only difference is that the YouTube channel will probably now be called the Achievers Chamber YouTube channel, because if I want to give space to the others, then I might as well just make it fair. Like, I don't want it to be called Zdenek's Teacher Zdenek channel, right? It's not only about me. It won't be only about me anymore. There will be Claire, Lucas, Jolly, or whoever I feel like has what it takes. Basically, they have to have good English, right? Because, you know, I guess I want to maintain certain standards, right, for the channel. And I want you guys to benefit from it. But, yeah, so I can't have there just anyone. But, yeah, all these people are teachers, right? So it's possible to have a non-teacher there as well, as long as they have excellent English. And I don't know what videos they will come up with, or what sort of shows they will run. I don't care so much, as long as it's something to do with English. And yeah, that's the idea. So yeah, those are the things I'm considering, guys. And yeah, you can still join the Achievers Chamber if you feel like you're not talking enough. Just go to my website, teachersdenek.com. You will find everything there. Okay? And yeah, I'm also toying with the idea of starting that football podcast, as I told you. I'm repeating myself now. So the Euros is coming, then the Premier League, of course. I'm thinking, like, I should probably talk about the Czech League a little bit as well, even though I don't know much about it, but I don't watch it as much as I watch the Premier League. I should talk about the Czech League a little bit, since I have those clients I told you about earlier, and maybe I could find more in this kind of way. You know, who knows? Those are the ideas. You know, you have to make it work, and it's not the same as when I started the podcast. I only did it for fun. Now, guys, I have to think more long term. And it also has to make sense from the point of view, okay, if I don't monetize the podcast or something, there should be some kind of a prospect of this happening in the future, at least. You know what I mean? There should be a plan. And it's okay if it doesn't work out. It's okay. I think it should. It will. But it's more like you need to try, right? You will never succeed if you keep flogging a dead horse sometimes, right? If you keep doing the same thing that doesn't seem to work, and sometimes you have to be ruthless and make some changes. So I've got experience with doing all this, and I think there's time for the next step, right? We'll see. You guys, if you have any ideas, comments, whatever you think about this, let me know in the comments down below under this video on the YouTube channel. And I will definitely read all your comments. And now, maybe this is the most important moment. Like, I should probably answer the question of, am I going to stay in Czechia or am I going to go abroad again? Well, I think it's not 100%, but I think that after a few months, I will be bored here again and I will have itchy feet, as they say, and I will want to probably go somewhere. I still have friends in Vietnam and I have got some games there. So it just feels logical to go back there first. I think I want to give Vietnam another, I don't want to say chance, but another go, let's say. And I'm not done in Vietnam. So it feels like I should go there. There are a lot of positives about that place. If it sounds like I've been negative about Vietnam, no, I didn't mean to be. There are a lot of good things about Vietnam. And I feel like this is what I should do. So when it starts getting cold here, I think that's when I will go, to be fair. So that is the plan. It's not 100%, but let's say 90, 95%. Yeah, so I've let the cat out of the bag. Sometimes it's good to talk about your plans. Some people would say, actually, it's not good to talk about your plans, Danek, because what if they go wrong? Yeah, they could. Okay. Anything could happen. You never know. Yeah, so you have to be ready for all different contingencies. But at this point, I think that's what's gonna happen. Okay, guys, I think that will be enough for now. Thank you very much for listening or watching if you are one of the viewers on the YouTube channel. And don't forget to like the video because it always helps the channel. And whether the channel will be called Teachers Den Egg or Achievers Chamber in a few weeks' time, doesn't matter. You will still see me there from time to time. That's for sure. And we will have a chance to see each other. Actually, you will see me. I will see you in the form of comments, maybe. Okay, thank you so much for your attention and for listening until the end. And yeah, take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, visit my new website, teachersdenek.com, where you can find out about my speaking group for high-level English learners called the Achievers Chamber and download my free course, Unlocking Your English Potential, 8 Secrets to Fluency. That's teachersdenek.com.
Is there anything more satisfying than finding something that perfectly lines up with your taste and checks all the boxes? Like a suit from Indochino. Their suits are made to measure and totally customizable with endless options. Choose the cut, fabric, lining, and more for the suit of your dreams at a surprisingly affordable price. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's 10% off at Indochino.com with code PODCAST.